Hi, I'm Johns Hopkins with Baltimore Heritage. Welcome to 5 Minutes of Baltimore History on WYPR. Did you know that Maryland was at war for almost 100 years? From 1865 all the way to 1958, the state was fighting a ferocious battle. There were many casualties. Over 100 of these were men. Most of them, in the billions, were the oysters that drove fishermen to violence in what is called the Chesapeake Oyster Wars. Oysters have been with us humans around the Chesapeake Bay a long time. Indigenous people ate them. The earliest English settlers in Jamestown ate them, if reluctantly, and their descendants and the settlers who came after them ate them with relish. By the 18th century, oysters were a cheap, plentiful food source that almost anyone could enjoy. But oysters didn't travel very well, and that's where canning in Baltimore and immense profits and conflict come in. Although canning wasn't invented here, after the Civil War, Baltimore became the canning mecca of America, including oysters. As a major railroad and shipping hub, we started shipping canned oysters all across the country, and in fact, the world. By the 1880s, the Chesapeake Bay supplied half of the world's oysters, around 15 million bushels a year, a bushel for every American and a fortune for a few. But where there are great profits to be made, there are also great conflicts. In the 1830s, Maryland had banned almost all out-of-state oystermen from the Bay to favor those from Maryland and, begrudgingly, Virginia. We also had banned dredging, one of the two ways to harvest oysters. Dredgers work in deep waters, scraping the floor of the Bay with giant rakes. The other way, tonguing, involves dipping enormous pincers with little baskets on the end into shallow water, bringing up oysters with each scoop. Dredgers could bring in 3 times the number of oysters as tongers on a good day, but they could also take out an entire oyster bed in a heartbeat, much too fast for the oysters to reproduce naturally. And thus the conflict. Without the right to dredge in our waters, Maryland dredgers started working the Potomac River in Virginia, where it was legal. In retaliation, at night, Virginia oystermen would cross over to Maryland waters to dredge where it wasn't. Out-of-towners from New York and New England sailed down to harvest oysters, again violating Maryland law. And dredgers started encroaching on tongers' territory. It didn't take long before most oyster boats were armed, and sailors defended their territory for keeps. The Chesapeake Bay became like the Wild West, and the laws were largely ignored. Over 100 men were killed in shootouts on the bay. Things had gotten so bad that in 1868, Maryland established the Oyster Navy, an armed but sorely outnumbered police force that tried valiantly, if often ineffectively, to enforce the rules. By 1882, the violence and tensions between Maryland and Virginia were so high that the governor of Virginia, William Cameron, rounded up and personally led his own oyster navy, capturing 14 boats and sentencing 46 people for fishing violations. Governor Cameron called this foray the most important thing he ever did in office. But according to historian Jamie Goodall, very few oystermen actually served their full sentence. And in fact, Governor Cameron ended up pardoning all of them but one, a fisherman who had set the jail on fire in an attempt to escape. The oystermen pirates, after all, were working-class men, and their communities and voters rallied behind them. The fighting on the bay continued all the way up until the 1950s. If there was an official end to the oyster wars, many historians consider it to be 1958, when Maryland and Virginia created the Potomac River Commission, where both states worked together to establish reciprocal fishing laws. So there you have it, a century of armed conflict on the bay. I'll conclude by offering that the next time you slurp down a Chesapeake Bay oyster, give a little thanks to the oystermen who harvested it for you, and think of the 100 years of Chesapeake Bay Oyster Wars that are behind it. For more information on the Oyster Wars, check out Baltimore Heritage's 5-Minute History videos at baltimoreheritage.org. I'm Johns Hopkins for Baltimore Public Media.